Charlie, would you give the invocation, please?
Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you've bestowed on our community. We pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilman Estrada will be joining us by phone. Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of Resolution 2021-02, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2020-21 fiscal year budget. Ms. Salcido.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I will be reviewing the second quarter budget adjustments for FY21. In the fire department, there is a request to increase revenue and operating costs by $2,500 for a donation received from Devon for the purchase of replacement batteries. In the public safety department, there is a request to increase revenue and operating costs by $346,625 for BGA's Stop School Violence Grant Program from the Department of Justice. In the parks department, there is a request to increase revenue and capital costs by $100,000 for a donation from NWP for park improvements. In the library department, there is a request to increase revenue and operating costs by $3,250.79 for the state grant and aid, which came in higher than budget. In the water and sewer fund, there is a request to transfer out to NMFA $339,377.65 for the cost of refinancing the wastewater treatment plant loan. This concludes the second quarter budget adjustments, unless there are any questions.
Questions or comments? Thank you, Ms. Salcido.
Mayor, these items were all presented to the budget committee and they passed by unanimous vote, so I would move for approval.
We have a motion?
Second.
Second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Number three, City of Carlsbad Financials, November 2020. Ms. Salcido.
Thank you again, Mayor, Council. Excuse me. I'm certain you've had an opportunity to review the financials that are provided in your agenda packet. Therefore, I'm only going to provide you a brief summary of the city's cash position as of November 2020, which is the fifth accounting period for FY21. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $98.1 million and an ending cash balance of $97 million. The city's revenues of $40.1 million are $134,000 unfavorable to the $40.2 million budget. Revenue for November was unfavorable due to the timing of grant revenue, and the variance will correct itself in December. The city's labor costs of $21 million are $547,000 favorable to the $21.5 million budget and 1% below target. The city's operating costs of $12 million are $4 million favorable to the $16 million budget and 11% below target. The city's capital costs of $8.1 million are $10.4 million below the $18.5 million budget and 24% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there has been a decrease of $1.1 million in the cash balance. This will conclude my summary unless there are any questions.
Questions or comments for Ms. Salcido? Thank you, Ms. Salcido. Number four, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately And I would ask Mr. Lowe to review D2 and then Chief Skinner to review D3, please.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council. The fire department has been awarded funds for the capital outlay project from the New Mexico Department of Finance through the New Mexico Legislature to purchase a heavy rescue truck in the amount of $1 million. This appropriation agreement will expire in June 30th of 2022. So the allocation from the state of New Mexico for this purchase is $1 million. Chief Lopez assures me it will come within budget.
Any questions or comments for Mr. Lowe? Chief Skinner?
Mayor, members of the council, very similar to what Mr. Lowe just explained to you, the Carlsbad Police Department was has the opportunity to enter into an appropriation agreement with the New Mexico DFA for the amount of $200,000 to purchase, install, and equip police fleet vehicles for the Carlsbad Police Department. Again, we have the same terms of expiration that the agreement that was with the fire department, assessing the needs. We have no doubt that we will come in ahead of schedule and on budget for those projects. I feel like as long as the city's comfortable with the terms of the agreement, this is a much needed thing. The city of Carlsbad often incurs a lot of, in fact, they incur the brunt of the financial cost to operate the fleet vehicle. So this is a much welcome and needed expense that the state of New Mexico right now has been generous enough to offer us.
Question for Chief Skinner. Thank you, Chief. Further questions from the council on routine and regular business?
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of request from Clemente Vasquez for water service outside city limit for property located at 603 Sandstone Lane. Mr. Lowe.
Yes. Mayor, members of the council, the applicant is seeking approval for water service outside the city limits. This request came before the Water and Sewer Commission at their regular board meeting on December 17th, 2020, and was approved with a vote of 4 in favor and none against. The applicant would like to build a new residence at 603 Sandstone.
Question for Mr. Lowe.
John,
Councilman.
John, do the lines that come close to that residence, does it support more capacity? I mean, does it have the capacity to do it?
It does have the capacity to do this. When these applications are taken, the utilities department reviews that application to make sure we can meet the demands of the customer.
Thank you, John.
Further questions?
I move for approval.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Motion passed. Number six, consider approval of resolution 2021-03, a resolution authorizing the acceptance of capital outlay grant agreement from the Department of Environment for Carlsbad National Parks Highway Sewer Line Project. Mr. Myers.
Mayor, members of the council, for this item, the Utilities Department would like to ask council to consider adopting a resolution of support for a capital outlay grant from the state of New Mexico, Department of the Environment. This grant's the amount of $500,000. We plan on using the money from this grant for the planning and engineering work for a sewer line extension for a sewer line that would run down National Parks Highway from approximately Chapman Road to about Derrick Road. This would open up a number, probably about 200 to 300 acres of land that currently are not served by sewer, would provide sewer access to those acreage. Plus, it would provide a connection point for the property south of Derrick Road for future development as well. We feel very fortunate to be able to have this opportunity to apply for this grant, and we're asking for council's consideration tonight in adopting the resolution 2021 in support of this grant application.
Question for Mr. Myers.
Mayor, I'd like to. Mayor.
Oh.
I'd like to ask. Back on Ron, I know there's a big development going south of Derrick Road at some point here. In fact, over on Molinar Road is where it's all going to start, is what I understand, if those guys ever get off square one. Is the sewer ever going to extend that far?
Well, that's a good question. At some point, we will need to look at options to extend the sewer down further south. This would be a step in that direction.
Is there capacity to do that?
There will be capacity.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're working on that as well. So, yes, this is an ongoing project all around the city.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay.
Further question for Mr. Myers? Thank you, Mr. Myers.
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Motion passed. Number seven, consider approval of resolution 2021-04, a resolution authorizing the city of Carlsbad to open and maintain bank accounts with James Polk Stone Community Bank located in Carlsbad, New Mexico. Mr. Lowe.
Thank you, mayors, members of the council. As mentioned, this is a request to establish banking and investment accounts with J.P. Stone Bank, who recently opened up that branch at 502 North Canal Street. For those of you asking where that is, that's the former Carl's Jr. Hamburger building. State statute requires any time that we do investment-bearing accounts, those be distributed throughout community banks. So this item was heard before the budget committee on their December meeting, and they approved it with 4 in favor and none against.
Question for Mr. Lowe?
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Motion passed. Number eight, consider approval of resolution 2021-05, a resolution supporting a public-private economic development Main Street project. Mr. Lowe.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council. This resolution in support of an MOU between the City of Carlsbad, Carlsbad Main Street, and the Pearl of the Pecos Arts and Cultural District that outlines the three entities' support of the stakeholders whose program, projects, and activities enhance the downtown area. This has been, we've had this agreement for several years, and we're looking forward to moving forward with both entities at this time. So we're asking for your support of that resolution.
Question for Mr. Lowe. Also, we have Ashley Key here, the executive director of Main Street. Do you have a comment you'd like to make? Yes.
Really, Mayor and City Councilman, we just really appreciate the continued support from the city that we get at this time and have gotten for a long time. Kat Davis and I are new to our positions, and we really look forward to continuing the great things that we have all done together in the future.
Questions for Ashley? Thank you.
Mayor, I move for approval.
We have a motion.
Second.
Hard to see you back there. We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Motion passed. Number nine, council committee reports. Does any councilor have a report they'd like to make? If not, if there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Mr. Waters?
Yes, sir. You know, sooner or later, I'll address the council, too. Jim Waters. I've been here about 45 years and worked with you, Mr. Mayor, for many years. And, you know, my wife and I have been very active over the years in supporting our youth activities here in Carlsbad. We have recently been going to some meetings, and one of the things at those meetings that we've to try to help us open up the state and particularly get the kids back in school. And one of the school board members came and addressed us at one of these meetings. And if I remember his numbers correct, as much as 80% of the children in the Carlsbad school system are failing at this moment, right now, today. And you know, as a parent and a grandparent, I feel like this is something that comes really close to almost being criminal with our youth. And so I would like to ask you personally as a mayor and a city council to support that you would take a lead and get with the other mayors in the southern part of the state, people that you deal with, Artesia, Roswell, Hobbs, and so forth, and see if we can put together a bipartisan committee or group to go to Santa Fe and address the governor and ask for her to please open up our school systems and our small businesses. This should be a bipartisan effort. This is not a Democrat or a Republican issue. This is for our children, and our small businesses are dying all over the state. And until I personally feel until our elected officials can get together and open a dialogue with the state government to help the purpose here is to help correct the situation that's unacceptable. And I think having an 80% failure rate in a school system is terrible. I mean, mm-hmm. what kind of an advertisement is that for our state? What kind of an advertisement is that for ourselves that we allow something like that to happen? Mm-hmm. So I would ask you, I've known you for many years, and I would ask you to take a leadership position there and for Carlsbad to take a leadership position and go forward and try to develop a dialogue with the state to help us go forward. The small business, it's terrible that we're hurting our small business, but it's even worse of what we're doing with our children in our school system. So that's what I would ask, just to give that some consideration. Use your position from the pulpit that you have to help out, and all of you, as far as that goes, the city council. Thank you for letting me speak.
Any questions for Mr. Waters? Judy?
Later.
Thank you, Mr. Waters. We'll see what we can do. Anyone else? Anyone else that would like to address the council? State your name for the record, please.
Richard Williams, and I'd like to thank you for letting me speak. I'm part of an organization that is starting Concerned Citizens of New Mexico. So we're starting that. Again, we're concerned about the students and the failure rate of the students. We're also concerned about businesses and all the different things that have been put on our state by this governor. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, she is doing everything she can to destroy this state. So I'm saying I agree with him, but I'm also saying we need a backup plan. If she doesn't listen to us, and she hasn't been listening to letters that have been sent in by students from Artesia, Roswell, saying please open up the schools, she doesn't want to listen. What her mentality is, I have no idea. But we need to have an extra backup plan that if trying to be nice to her and trying to go into a committee and trying to talk to her when it's not going to work. It may work, but come on, the odds are it isn't going to work. We need to have a backup plan that we open up, whether she likes it or not. We go join together and say, Roswell, we're opening up. Carlsbad, we're opening up. Hobbs, we're going to open up our businesses, and we are going to stand up against the governor. So we need to have a backup plan that if she doesn't listen to us, this is a action that we're going to take. So thank you for...
Any questions for Mr. Williams? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else? If not, we'll move to number 10, and I'd call on Councilor Lisa and Aya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion.
A second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
We're adjourned.
Thank you, Council.